The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Now, the new European Media Freedom Act will not protect journalists from intrusive surveillance measures. So says independent MEP Claire Daly. Good morning to you, Claire. Tell us about your issue with this act and what amendments you are proposing.
OK, well, this was, I suppose, the flagship piece of media freedom put forward by the European institutions, and ironically contained in this bill, which has a lot of good stuff in it, is the provision to legalise the provision of spyware against journalists. Now, this is the first time there'll be any European legislation involving spyware. I don't know how much people know what that is, but basically it's a technology that takes over your entire outfit, say your phone or whatever. Once you are infected with spyware, it basically takes everything that you have, your emails,
monitors
text message,
everything on your device, and it can see everything that you have.
It's even worse than that. It can see, it can hear, it can replicate your information. So it can send a text as you, can send an email as you, and you've no idea at all that it's installed on your device. I mean, there have been many instances of politicians and journalists in Europe already having the device. There's a scandal at the moment in the European Parliament
where
one of our committees, again, the same thing. But you may click on to a website, you may view something to read an article, and the software is then downloaded on your phone. And it's like, I suppose, the equivalent of having a full camera and recording device in your house 24/7.
That's what it does. And what amendments have you proposed?
Ours are basically to ban spyware. Now, this was a discussion when the legislation was going through. Our group, the left group, were the only ones who warned about the insidious nature of this technology and how it could not be controlled, that we can't talk about curtailing the abuse of software. Its use is the problem. It's a bit like saying,
an outright ban on it.
We need an outright ban on that. Now, luckily, some of the groups have come round to our position on that now. The Green group, I think, will support us on that. The ECR had supported us a little bit as well. But the point is, you cannot control this technology. It's absolutely impossible. It's a nuclear weapon type thing.
Okay.
It's so destructive.
Can I ask you, if it is outlawed, if it is banned, does that not tie the EU's hands, for example, in areas such as counter-terrorism? Supposing they wanted to find spies, Russian spies, for example, within the EU. Would that not tie their hands on that front?
Absolutely not. There's loads of technology available. There's loads of authorised ways in which people can get information or do proper policing or counter-terrorism surveillance. It doesn't mean you break into someone's house, take over all their technology and view their activities 24/7.
I'm sure there are lots of different ways people do engage with counter-terrorism, but removing one arm of it, the ability to engage in surveillance on somebody's phone who might be a spy.
Surveillance must be lawful. Spyware is a completely different level altogether. It literally means we contain most of our private life and most of our operations are on our phones. If you take over that information from somebody, you're exposing everybody they have contact with, photographs of their children, text messages, whatever. And it couldn't possibly prosecute terrorism effectively then, because the device itself is contaminated, in that the operator who takes it over through the spyware could be sending material and so on. So the evidence itself is tainted. But I think it's important to say that this provision is being put forward in the context of a Media Freedom Act. So it is authorising surveillance.
Yeah, and I think it could be used against activists, political opponents, journalists.
It's legally authorising us for journalists. So if that's not a sort of a shocking concept for a European Union authoritarianism.
An outright ban, though, why wouldn't you just have an amendment to say not use it against journalists? Because obviously we've had issues where...
Because it's uncontrollable. That is the point. I mean, Edward Snowden himself said this is a nuclear weapon. It is not possible to regulate the technology, and it can't be just against journalists, because if you use it against journalists or not against journalists, and you just use it against someone else, all of the people that someone else comes into contact with is surveilled as well. It would be like the mass installation of cameras in people's bedrooms, in their homes, with their technology.
Would you be afraid,
Claire,
of it being used against someone like yourself?
Well, I'm not afraid of that, but sure, it's a fact that numerous people in the European Parliament and other politicians have had the device used against them. We've been asked, actually, the committee I'm on, the Security and Defence Committee, has asked us to have all of our devices checked because we know that some colleagues have had spyware installed recently, so we've been asked to have that checked. And in fairness, the
Do you think there's a concern that MEPs such as yourself who have voted against resolutions condemning Russia, that you could be the kind of people that would be targeted with this?
That's lunatic. Everybody in the European Parliament has asked to have had their devices checked. We've had that provision made available. I've had mine checked previously. And occasionally and regularly, the Parliament asks all members to have their devices checked. So, you know, it's irrelevant who you are. The point is that this is everywhere. Big Brother is watching all of the time, and that's the whole nature of it. And we should say this technology was devised in Israel. It was pioneered on Palestinians, and it's deemed to be a weapon. It's that destructive. And we should have a ban, an embargo on all weapons. That's what it is. It destroys and takes over someone's whole identity, potentially. And I'm a bit amazed that you're quite happy to have spyware legalised for the use of against journalists.
I'm not sure where you think I said that. I'm not quite sure where you think
I seem to have a problem with it.
I'm only asking you questions. I'm only asking you questions because there are legitimate questions to be asked. Like, you're somebody who has been put on a list by, say, Ukraine as someone who allegedly promotes Russian propaganda. I'm saying that you're somebody who might be targeted.
Along with President Lula, along with the Pope and others, company. That's not really relevant.
Spyware,
and I told you I haven't, and I've told you that every single MEP has been asked by the Parliament
to have
their
devices
checked. Such is the nature of this insidious technology, which today the European Parliament is talking about legalising its use against journalists. And for an institution that talks about freedom of the press and democracy, that's pretty scary stuff.
Independent MEP Claire Daly, thank you very much for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.